I'm having a problem deciding whether the Biden administration is stupid or evil or just flat out afraid of us commoners. And then I realize that it's all three. Here's why. Our liberal friends, I don't have any liberal friends. There's no such thing as a liberal anymore. There are people that are misguided Catholics and misguided Christians. If you want to call them libtards or liberals, fine. Then there are the demonically infused and inspired and acting upon the wishes of demons, pinko, communist, rest of the world. That's most people. Come on, Mike, most people, they're good and they're harmless. No, they're useful idiots. Does not make one good. Being a stooge and a tool of the underworld and the Prince of Darkness does not make one a good person. Yeah, but it's my brother-in-law. Well, your brother-in-law is on the wrong side of everything. If you're not trying to inform him of that, if they completely just keep rejecting you, I've heard it said before by men of the faith, good men of the faith, lead by example, wash your hands, walk away. You are under no obligation to continue beating the proverbial dead horse. Well, let me go back to the lead by example, breathe that light that shines in the world of a chivalrous Christian man leading his family, doing the right things, going over and above on behalf of others because he knows that they're not doing it, and being happy about it. Don't regret that I could be eating double cheeseburgers every day after Easter if I didn't have to fast, or if I wasn't fasting on behalf of these losers. Do it with happiness, with joy, and no other way. And I partially agree with this. The fact that we're having a crusader Congress and that, I don't know what the count is, however many of you wonderful people are coming thus far, April 30th, May 1st and 2nd, right here in Mandeville, Louisiana, I gave you the dates. Yes, your wives are welcome. Yes, your children. And I always say children. I don't mean toddlers. Although we are working on getting some of the local girls in our Latin Mass Society to act as babysitters for the little ones so that you can actually enjoy the conference. That is actually being worked on. I think that will come to fruition. Are they afraid of what we're doing? Well, I think that the answer is not only are they afraid, but most of our friends and family members are terrified of what we're doing. They think we're a bunch of seditious, traitorous lunatics. Nothing could be further from the truth. All we're saying is, at one point in time, there was a government that was and did attempt to be and act within natural law, to not make things against natural law legal and then, quote, constitutional, had acted on behalf of the common good, which is happy and holy debts for all citizens, or at least the government not putting obstacles up or cooperating with evil to deprive men and women of holy debts. Even here in America, we may not have had everything in that. We certainly didn't have a Christendom here, but we had some of the parts of it. Well, they're all gone. The only thing that remains is us being in the society. We are the only thing that remains to make those evil bastards good. I said this at my talk on Saturday to the Epiphany Church. I said, those good Catholic immigrants from Ireland and Italy that came to the United States, look at all the customs that we have today that we still try to preserve. And that we talk about with Joe Doyle on St. Patrick's Day, for example. That wasn't started by the Shawnee Indians. The Pilgrims and the Puritans of Massachusetts and Rhode Island Bay Colony, they didn't start that. That was brought over and was brought over as a feast and a celebration and a solemn feast and celebration of a great saint and what he accomplished. St. Joseph altar, St. Joseph parades. The list goes on and on and on. Good, really good Orthodox Catholic Christians who came to America, made it a better place. We can make it a better place again. That's all we're doing. And we're saying, we're acknowledging your government that you have complete control of, that you love to boast and brag about, that you're coming to kill us with, or you're coming to lock us up, or you're coming to take our guns, or you're coming to kick our doors down, or you're coming to force our children into your schools, or coming to force us to take vaccinations that are going to alter our DNA. No, we're not going to do it. We're not making war on you. You're making war on us. Our reaction is, let's leave your jurisdiction so that if you're going to make war on us, you're going to have to actually declare against another sovereign entity that you're making that war. And maybe they will do that. Maybe that's what's in the holy cards for us. Maybe. The fact that you're doing something about that and not doing what your brother-in-law, who's getting his third dose of vaccine just to make sure, and has your two-year-old niece and nephew twins dolled up for Easter with their matching Easter masks. Again, gentlemen, double down. Be that light. And all you got to do to be that light is imitate St. Joseph. Ladies, to be that light, imitate Our Lady. Find a saint. Any saint. St. Therese, St. Catherine, St. Margaret. Find one. You can find holy ones. You stand out in a good way and shine. I see someone in the chat room earlier. I didn't see who it was. Was it saying that? I don't know if it was an accusation or a compliment. I don't know what it was, but there's a king dude trying to act all Tony Robbins-y and stuff. Without the head that's two times the size for the shoulders. Yes, it may be. Okay. My teeth are better than his, too. I got better hair, too. Our liberal friends, we don't have liberal friends, our liberal friends never imagined that a Trump could happen. Nothing in their world prepared them for him. So what happens when you are confronted by something completely unexpected? You stop dead in your tracks. By the by, first hour of this program, I came out against the president throwing Fauci and Burks under the bus. That means that he was co-opted. That means that he, at some point in time, last spring and summer, was a useful idiot. That means he's at least partially responsible for much of the malaise that the Biden regime currently continues to weigh in on top of us. Again, I said, if I were him, I would just not talk about it. Just don't acknowledge anything Scarf Vader and Fauciteen say other than, yeah, I made them famous. They were nothing till they were in my administration. And leave it at that. This is one of the basic themes in Jordan Peterson's ouvre. As he writes in Beyond Order, 12 More Rules for Life, many herbivores, comparatively defenseless, facing imminent and brutal death, freeze in place, paralyzed by fear, but to have no more courage than a rabbit is definitely not to be everything you could be. And Nancy Pelosi is no herbivore, despite her fetish for storing ice cream in $24,000 refrigerators. Non-herbivores, after freezing in place for a moment, when threatened by the fearsome Trump dinosaur, decide what to do next, friend or foe. Should Dems ignore Trump as a flash in the pan? Should they figure he represented a few dumb deplorables, or should they treat him as an existential danger? We know what happened. The Dems chose door number three and embarked on a mission to destroy Trump and everything he ever represented. When you choose all-out war, the next thing that happens is that you make Trump and his supporters the frightful enemy. That will smash everything we hold dear. Reinstate Jim Crow, smash our wonderful administrative state, and make every woman into a house slave of the patriarchy, unless we act now. And then you bombard your supporters with nonstop propaganda, just like our great leaders did in World War I and World War II and the Cold War. Were they right? Did Trump and his MAGA supporters represent an existential threat to the progressive project? But I'm just going to point this out again. No MAGA person has hijacked or carjacked anyone in D.C. No MAGA person has carjacked and hijacked and killed any dark-skinned Pakistani immigrants in D.C. The only people that have perpetrated violence against dark-skinned people and other people in D.C. are black people and other Muslim or Islamic immigrants, or maybe they actually live there, that have nothing to do with MAGA. You have CNN out there going now, it was a terrible, tragic accident that the Anwar gentleman was killed by a 13 and a 15-year-old teenage black girls who hijacked, carjacked his car, who dragged him down the street with him hanging out of the window and then flipped it over so that the car fell on top of him and crushed him. That's an accident? At this point, we can at least acknowledge this. The swamp state, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, did think, and to the end thought, and maybe still does, that Don John of Manhattan was an existential threat. And you people, me included, that voted for him, an equal existential threat. Look how most of them, though, have disappeared and rolled over. You know, I was talking earlier today that will Steve Bannon, having Mike Lindell on his show yesterday, if you missed it, we talked about it in the first hour, get the Crusade Channel content app. All of you ought to be upgrading to Founding Brother today. I should see 30 upgrades to Founding Brother to save the Crusade, put us on better founding, basic members. Come on. Where's your Lenten almsgiving? Alms to the Crusade Channel. We can receive an alm. Upgrade to Founding Brother, maybe even Founding Brother Plus TV today, and get access to the content app. You want the first hour? The easiest way to get it on the app. Ask anyone that has the app. Dude, it's worth the price. Do it. In the first hour today, we talked about Mike Lindell saying Trump's going to retake the office in August. If you're just joining us going like, what? Milk of what? TKD? What say ye? What? Yep. Lindell told Bannon yesterday Trump will retake the office on August the 1st. He even gave the date. He didn't just say August. He said August 1st. Let me run down some more here. So, are Democrats afraid of you? Where demons are terrified of St. Joseph. If you got a devotion to St. Joseph or the Holy Family, yeah, they're scared of you. Especially if you're fasting now in the last couple of days of Holy Week and they're going like, hey, man, I thought we had this guy. You thought wrong. So people in the chat room are commenting on, is that on Bannon that he's officially, or is that on Lindell that he's officially nuts? No, dude, what's happening here is there are still hundreds of millions of dollars to be bilked out of MAGA supporters that they're hanging on to and they don't want to fork it over for 2022 campaigns, okay? The people that took the Trump gravy train for a ride all still need you on the train, and you've jumped off. They need you back on the train. And the fact that you're not on the train anymore, and you're not plugged in, and you're not giving your money, and you're not pledging your time, and you're not signing up for this campaign or for this effort to stop Stacey Abrams and all the other junk mails that I get 400 a day of, dude, they got to get you back in the game. For heaven's sake, whatever you do, don't join or listen to that pariah, Mike Church King Dude guy, because he wants you to try something totally different, something maybe even that might work.